The great traffic light switch on has happened, with the nation now lit up in orange and red. Despite having no active cases of COVID in the community, Whanganui has found itself in the red zone due to low vaccination rates. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has been in the city today.
That's Chantelle Bannister, busy scanning vaccine passes at the Honest Kitchen on Ridgeway Street.
This is the new normal. Like, it's been like a good, hope you weren't in a rush to come in, because, you know, you've got to do all the scanning and got to go get a whole new process of, yeah, who's serving, who's doing the scanning, who's doing the... had to say no to a few people, which is a bit sad, but, yeah, the new normal.
Ms Bannister says there's been a few uncomfortable moments.
Well, I feel like everyone kind of knew it was coming and they knew it was expected, so I feel like we're going to have a few upset people, but yeah.
So what's the reaction been like from those people who...
We've had a few, like, oh, you're discriminating against the non-vaccinated, or you're doing this, your business should close, all this kind of stuff.
It must be hard.
Yeah. It's very frustrating for us because it's not our choice.
Wendy Larson reckons the process was seamless.
I've got my vaccine pass, which I printed off and laminated, and I've just shown that to Shawnee here at Honest Kitchen. Yeah. Easy process. I've just been to the City Fitness, so theirs is preloaded.
But Donna Harold feels sorry for businesses.
I was talking to a woman from a lovely retail shop who's an older woman. She's got a lovely business. She doesn't want to be in the position of standing at the doorway telling somebody that you can't come in, especially if they're going to have a strong opinion about whether or not they're vaccinated, or whether or not she's got the right to ask them if they're vaccinated, which is a whole other story.
Down at Taupō Quay, Phil Pilero, the general manager of the iconic Waimarie paddle steamer, has also had to make adjustments for the traffic light system.
We've been expecting to be in the red phase, so we've got... We've reduced our numbers on the vessel, and we will be expecting all of our passengers over 12 years of age to be fully vaccinated, and we'll be scanning them in when they receive their boarding passes.
Passenger numbers will drop a third from 90 to 60, but otherwise it's almost business as usual.
They can't visit the engine room is the only difference on the vessel, and our pigeon posts that fly back from further up the river. Generally, the customers would be able to handle the birds, and we usually get some young passengers to do that. At the moment, we're not, simply because it creates squeeze points, I guess, for want of a better term.
Mr. Pilero says he's received a number of cancellations, but those customers had understood the rules were out of his hands. On Victoria Ave, Whanganui residents were divided on whether the city should be in the red zone.
If they think it is good, I go with the flow.
There's been nothing here. I don't reckon we should be in red.
Oh yeah, we're in red because people here don't want to get vaxxed.
It was not unexpected.
We should be in an orange setting, and I don't believe we should be in red.
I don't like it at all. I don't like being restricted.
There's no music, and I love music. Can't go to any shows, can't do any music, can't do any dancing, can't do anything.
I think we're going to be in the red zone for a long, long time.
The traffic light settings are due to be reviewed in 2 weeks' time.